Welcome to the Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day on the West Coast, or now March the 18th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone as well. We'd like to welcome all those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network, and I think you're going to enjoy tonight's show with all the disease and pestilence and sickness and sneezing and coughing and just feeling lousy and tired that's going around. We're going to be talking about some solutions for you, ways that you can deal with it. And I don't have a lot that I want to get into until we bring on tonight's guest, Michael Anthony. First, I'm going to just ask you to imagine that you're standing on the outside, looking in.
I feel something special about that hit there. It's a hit. You play this and boom. I had rhythm. Yes. Automatically. It was there. After the last album, I said, if they don't give you a top of battle on this one, then what that's like? You're from the inside looking out, man. But I'm on the outside. Even though I'm right now, I'm in the inside with you. But I'm telling you how it is from the outside. Outside looking inside. 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 Outside looking inside.
Can't tell it this. Oh, yeah. Ever since I left you, I've been lost.
Well, that's a medley that I just created. Two tracks from the Tubes album, Outside Inside. Outside Looking In and Tip of My Tongue. Sometimes I think we want to say something and we have a word that's on the tip of our tongue and we get all hot and bothered and worried that the word doesn't come. And sometimes it's because we're not taking care of our health. And, of course, we're experiencing a lot of other things that are going on that are making people fearful, nervous. They've turned into insomniacs. They're tired all day long. And we're going to talk about what could be causing that and how you can overcome it with tonight's guest. He is a frequent guest on Evident Footprints. For many years, actually, now. And he is an environmental scientist, a chemist. He is also an herbalist and a musician as well. Tonight, we're going to talk about his private stock, my good friend, tonight's guest, Mr. Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Don. Thanks. Great to be back.
Well, I decided tonight to play something a bit more uplifting. I've been playing some pretty solemn stuff, and sometimes I just feel like we need a kick in the pants, and I want to address some issues because there's a lot of fear right now going on with the radiation that's escaping the nuclear power plants in Japan, and aside from who's behind it and what we think happened and what is happening, we need to look at ourselves. We need to become responsible for our own health and our own safety. Those that claim to protect us have not done such a good job. So I want to address, first of all, this issue of potential radiation and your thoughts on what people can do to protect themselves.
As always, Don, when it comes to health, there's only one solution, remaining very close to Mother Nature. Regarding radiation protection, anything rich in chlorophyll, and you're going to be safe, especially if your diet's very healthy. You'll have nothing to worry about. Chlorophyll all by itself, from proper sources like fresh sprouts and herbs, just the chlorophyll by itself will keep the body very protected from various poisonings. And also, my herbal formula, Cancer Blaster, Don, has proven itself very effective in this case, in this particular aspect, for this particular problem. When just late last summer, Allison, out there in your neck of the woods, she contacted me about 10, 15 minutes after going through at the airport, the scanners.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was early August, roughly, and the scanners weren't already being established in all the airports. So this must have been like a prototype. And within 10, 15 minutes, she wasn't aware it was a scanner. She was directed to go through this particular spot, passing through, and she said within 10, 15 minutes, she was pretty much deathly ill, really hurting bad. She called me right from that spot asking me what I had. And I asked her if she still had system toner. She said she did. And so I told her, take large doses of that and I'll send her out some Cancer Blaster. And the next time we spoke, she said she was doing fine. The system toner in big doses made a nice difference. And then the Cancer Blaster just got her 100% feeling good, and everything's been back to normal ever since for her regarding that particular problem. So that was clearly radiation poisoning. Had to be, every time I think about that, I just wonder if, I'm sorry, I got a cat prancing around here in my studio.
I think Cheetah mentioned cat's claw as well.
This cat's going to get some claws if he keeps this up. And
dogwood bark.
This guy, he's too much. He really is. He's got to act up when I'm speaking with you.
Well, you know, maybe he wants us to talk about pets, too.
He's got some personality, this little rascal. He really does. You know, and it's really amazing.
I've got but, talkers, too, so.
Yeah, he's quite a talker,
and
this
singers.
Guy. Yeah. Haven't thought of you trying him in that respect in the studio. Maybe I'll give that a try later on today. And so, you know, that was, I think, maybe just a trial run. And when they set it up, maybe the dose, the exposure was set, you know, higher than normal. Because at this point, with all the airports having it, so many people passing through them, and you're not hearing reports of anyone else getting so ill so quick from that exposure. And so every time I think about this particular case, I got a feeling they must have just had a set up for a very high exposure dose, and that's why she reacted in such a way so quickly. But the cancer blaster proved itself, the system toner proved itself, and green chlorophyll from good quality fresh sprouts, and even possibly good doses of blackstrap molasses, good quality blackstrap molasses.
Mm-hmm.
Would be very beneficial.
Yeah, I've got some of that. In fact, a great place to get it is from Daryl Dickinson's Longhorn Texas Ranch in Ohio. Believe
really?
It. Yes, he carries that.
Very good. What brand? Do you know?
It's not like a... you know, okay. The jar with me, but it's not a major brand. I can tell you it's something made locally.
Very good. It's very nourishing, and everyone should keep that in their system, you know, periodically. In the old days, it was used for a good spring tonic, and very valuable for a source of nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone should keep that in their kitchen as well. But for radiation exposure, those are the essentials right there, and with a good diet, never have anything to worry about.
Now, there were reports that the Japanese who have been exposed to this radiation and the earthquakes and the tsunami are eating kelp. Now, I don't know who's testing the kelp with what's going on, but...
Well, that's the thing, Don. You know, your source of that nourishment has to be, of course, from a safe area where there hasn't been such radiation exposures, so you're not ingesting it. And so, yeah, this, and the oceans today are so polluted, even if it wasn't a concern of the radiation exposure just from the incident there in Japan, just from radiation itself, that's being dumped into the oceans by military through just waste itself or through military maneuvers and practices and detonations. So it's a real concern. I mean, we have some strontium 90 right here in our Hudson River, complements the GE, which is up around the Albany area.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is everywhere already. But the doses, of course, as far as we know, are nothing like what's occurring right now in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you're saying that a person wouldn't necessarily have to take potassium iodide, for example?
Well,
or is that?
I am not. I will never need to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'll never. I have no concern, no fear at all, Don, of such exposures.
Yeah, I hear you. Some people...
Excuse me?
You know, I was just going to say, some people in their mind are thinking, what does he mean? Does he have a special place he can hide away? Or, you know.
No, it's at the physical level, you keep the body in temple condition. Clean, strong, healthy, powerful. By having a lot of energy, that's where the power comes from. So you'll be powerful. And when it's really kept properly, and that is hard to find. And unfortunately, we're not taught how to do that. And it takes a lot of work for quite a while, a lot of discipline to be able to achieve that, because we're in a world that's designed, in a system anyway, in this world that's designed to inhibit us from pursuing that, inhibit us, making it, because it is work, it's difficult. But if everyone is able to at least maintain the same level of health that I do, they'll have nothing to worry about. You just use your herbs, your chlorophyll-rich foods, and so you grow your sprouts safe. You know, you use your own sprouts that you're growing, so you know it's safe to eat. And there is nothing to worry about. And at the physical level, then the spiritual level, if you're really, truly, like we've always said, Don, on your shows all the time, the bottom line from my approach of living, it's through virtuous living that the power comes to you, and at the spiritual level and the physical level. Because when you're really living that way spiritually, then physically everything will come together. That discipline required to get the body in temple condition isn't as difficult, it won't be as much of a type of work or discipline in order to achieve it, because spiritually already you're there.
Yes.
And you're ready for your body to be at that cleanliness level, because spiritually you're already there.
Yeah.
And that combo, when you have both of that, you've got it all.
That's what Jesus Christ was talking about when he said, where two or more are gathered together, there am I in the midst. He was really referring to all the aspects of who we are.
That's right.
Because let's say you're living alone. Are you telling me that God is not available to you because you need another person there?
Yes,
That's been twisted by organized religion to mean a large gathering of people. You can have a whole bunch of people there who are not in touch with themselves in this three-stage manner which you're describing. And that's the unification of the mind, body, and spirit, functioning as one being instead
that's
of being
correct.
All fractured.
That's correct, Don. If I ever get my book done, that's part of the layout,
right?
As to what is man. You know, people have to understand. The name of my book is going to be called Secrets and the Fountain of Youth. And in order to acquire and understand fully the secrets to youth and then apply them, the fundamentals have to be in place. And most fundamentally is, who are we? What are we? Well, we're a being that's comprising three levels of existence. We have a physical body, we have a spiritual nature, and we have a mind. The mind itself is a tool. And so understanding those three and gaining mastery over those three, meaning that spiritually, we're tuned. Because that may be difficult to say. Well, what do you mean by spiritually tuned? Well, when we're spiritually tuned, our mind is under our volition. We control our thoughts. We block out those kind of thoughts that we know are going nowhere, that will create negative energy, and we only allow our mind to focus on positive thoughts. And being productive, constantly being productive, and always thinking positive. And so that's what happens when we're spiritually tuned. We have easy control and mastery over our mind. Our mind will not control us. We will control it. It's like a team of horses that if you don't have them under control, then it could get very chaotic and destructive and very difficult to manage and handle. But when they're fully under control and working in perfect unison, watch out. You got a dynamo there that nothing can stop. And you could be so productive with it that you just will look forward to every day waking up because there's so much more to accomplish. And so that's the key, Don. And you're right. The Lord was essentially referring to that wherever people are that have that together, he is going to be there too, because that's what the Lord's all about. That's what God's all about. That's what life is all about. That's the real essence to it. All the money in the world will never give you the happiness that this will create in your life if you master your body, your spirit, and your mind, at least to a sufficient level where everything becomes positive. You are now, instead of a leaf fluttering in the wind, you are now a ship with its sails set, and you're at the helm for the most part. There's always influence of stars and external forces playing upon us 24/7. That's the world we're in. But we will still be under control. We will use the forces that are going to help set those sails with wind, and we will negate those forces that will interfere with that. But we're always under external forces, you know, then that's the mechanical world that we're living in, that we've always touched upon, never delved into it too deeply, but we're in a mechanical creation. That's part of the fall that Adam and Eve got trapped into, our ancestors, that caused all these various imperfections, a world that has a lot of perfections, a lot of beauty, a lot of heavenly-like attributes, qualities, and simultaneously a whole lot of hellish, nasty, negative conditions as well. And that's due to this mechanical world that we're in, and in a certain way, in a very much real way, actually. You see, we could be automatons, or we could leaves being blown around in the wind, or we could be the captain of our ship, directing its course, at least having a direction that we know we want to go in, and we're determined to stay on that course regardless of the winds, the external forces trying to blow us here or there off course.
Yes, you're speaking about the things that occur that are brought to our attention in one way or another, either intentionally by the mainstream media, for example, or through various aspects of the government and the various branches of the government, or you hear it through the alternative media. And one has to be careful, because I see people jumping on every little bone they throw us. And it puts people in a state of fear immediately. They have to know what's going on because of their fear level, and the fear is just building and building and building. You know how a way I cope with fear, and you know, I've never really talked about this on the show other than to describe what fear is, but I imagine myself being able to disassociate myself from any aspect of a false ego, and imagine myself outside the box looking at all the aspects of myself as if I was someone else. And I would look at my body and its relationship to my mind, and my mind and its relationship to my body, and likewise with my spirit. In other words, is my body doing what my spirit would have me do? Is my mind interfering possibly with that process? Or is my mind interfering with my connection to the universe? Is it interfering with my heart? The moment you do that, and then you begin to perceive the spiritual aspect of yourself, at that moment you are in spirit. You're no longer this person standing outside the box. You've actually tuned into who you are.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
I don't know if I could explain it any simpler than that, and in a way that somebody could understand it. But then what happens is you're perceiving yourself, and you ask yourself questions. What do I know about myself? Who am I? Why am I here? You ask those types of questions, and you get answers.
It's amazing how it works.
Now,
that's right, Don.
That's what we're striving for here. We're not just trying to survive, you know. You're talking about something much greater than that, aren't you? Where a person experiences creativity on a regular basis. And
that's right.
And is healthy and happy and can look at what's going on in the world from the perspective of applying a solution, offering a solution, rather than waiting for someone else to do it. In other words, you become responsible because in every aspect of your own self, you have become responsible.
Exactly, Don. Yes. We are all the solution at the individual level. If everyone was operating this way, we wouldn't be in these predicaments because there couldn't be any corruption anywhere. Mm-hmm. Because when you're operating at this level, everything is incorruptible.
Yes.
So it's so important, so key. And it's all about self-observation. Everything you just stated there, Don, is very accurate and presented excellent so people can start to understand how it works, what it takes for us to acquire this ability. And it all comes down to self-observation. Study yourself. Constantly probe yourself. Ask yourself questions all the time. How did I get here? Or what am I thinking now? Or where did that thought come from? And that's the rookie level, because you'll get to a point where all you're doing is using your mind, constantly focusing on the things you're trying to achieve, your objectives. You've already got the control over your mind. You're not, those kind of thoughts are gone. But even at the beginning, you're going to say, where did that thought come from?
Yeah, listen.
Why am I eating this?
Yeah.
And how is my body reacting to what I just ate or drank instead of ignoring it, which is so hilarious. So many people do that.
Mm-hmm. Listening to sounds is real important because you become more aware of what's around you.
Right.
And you can then identify with what's there in terms of how you feel, and you can make decisions to remove yourself from those sounds or put a stop to them. If you have to somehow, you become more conscious of what's going on.
You sure do, Don. And the best way to be able to become aware of all the sounds around you is to learn how to tune into that silence. You got to find the places where you can have total silence and tune into that. Become very familiar and accustomed to that. And then you'll be able to pick out sounds all the time, no matter if they're faint or... You know, the obvious ones, of course, are easy to pick out, but all the faint ones that you wouldn't normally notice. Often in the backyard, while I'm working, and I used to have that I had a pigeon for 2.5 years, and a hawk finally got him on December 28th, and he couldn't fly real well, and he was a great bird. And so often, while I'm out, I have him outside. Because I didn't keep him in a cage much. I wanted him to have some quality of life as best as I could let him have it. And he, for 2.5 years, he really had it good. It was amazing how the relationship evolved over time. I mean, he'd, you know, hop on my shoulder, my fingers all the time. He trusted me implicitly. So it was really great relationship there. But he was also difficult because he couldn't fly well. And sometimes when he took off with the flock of pigeons and he didn't end up in my yard or on the roof somewhere, I had to go around looking for him because there's cats all over the place during the summer anyway. And it was hard to see him because of leaves everywhere. Everything's green and full. So I had to stop whatever I was doing and walk around often looking for him. And it was the timing for the Lord to take him back so he could be recycled and be able to soar like a great bird is supposed to. And it really frustrated him that he couldn't. I seen that as I got to know him well. But when I had him outside often, and he's vulnerable to hawks, cats, he could only fly, and one time he could take off a little bit, get on a roof or something, but then his wing would hurt. And then if he didn't make it out of reach of a cat or out of the clutches of a hawk, he was dead meat. So I couldn't just keep an eye on him all day while I had him outside. When I'm outside, I got things to do. So my ears are wide open, and I'm tuning in to the environment. In particular, the sparrows. We got a lot of sparrows around here that I feed, so they're prospering. And so I listen to them. And when there's a hawk coming, I'll know it just before the hawk shows up. And I'll come running towards my little buddy to protect him every time. And I did that for 2.5 years and managed for 2.5 years to keep him out of the clutches of hawks and cats. Being perceptive is one of the attributes that you acquire, Don, when you achieve that level of operation where you're gaining good control and mastery over your mind. your spirit's tuned, your body's healthy, and you're one with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easy to perceive everything, not just some kind of impending threat from a predator, but even storms showing before they even get there.
Yes.
And even things coming maybe a few years down the road, you could get that good.
Well, you can even change the weather.
Absolutely. That's right. There's no questioning. When you're one with God and his creation, we're like angels. Just like the Lord said, know ye not, ye are gods. And so with a small g, meaning like angels. And so when we're operating at that level, I've demonstrated it many times to some friends, that kind of power is definitely available to us.
Now, once an individual reaches that realm where they can perceive spirit, they can perceive another aspect of themselves that they were unaware that was there, what happens is you go directly to that. You don't have to go through the whole process, but it's always advisable to look to see that you're in balance, especially if you're having health problems or and that could be a variety of things. It's not necessarily an outward illness that everybody's going to see, like a sore throat or coughing and sneezing. We're speaking about also the depletion of life energy. Mm-hmm. I think that's what people are experiencing right now.
Yeah,
there's a drain on their life energy.
Sure.
You want to expound on that, Michael?
That's unfortunately how it is today for the most people out there, because they don't understand. We're not taught the truth about our body and its health in relationship to nature, and so many people are just they're operating with their batteries running on very low, near empty all the time. And it's like a drag. You're just dragging through life. And of course, you can't enjoy it when you're operating in that level. And you'll never really be able to master your spirit or your mind if the body isn't really clean and healthy. You need that energy. Like a kid, you have to be vibrant, full of energy. And then you'll be able to, master the spiritual nature of our being, which is the primary component of our being, and the mind that is given to us as a tool to function in life. So we can be creative or destructive if we use the mind improperly. And so the body is so key in order to have those other two attributes fully functioning and under our control. So that's where the diet is everything. Now, for example, many people, they feel they have a good diet, and it's all relative. Some have better diets than others. But there's golden rules. It's a science. There's essential laws and rules to follow.
And that applies to kitty cats, too.
Yeah, he's...
he wants to be on the mic. Why don't you?
Yeah. Panther? What do you want to share, buddy? We're pretty much on the money with our discussion. Yeah, thank you. And so like eating fruit after a meal, that's the worst thing you can do for your health. Worst thing you can do. And usually that shocks everybody, because often, I'll get clientele saying, Mike, my diet's pretty good, and I take care of myself. And I say, oh, yeah, well, did you know that if you eat fruit after a meal, it's the worst thing you can do for your health? And they're like, wow, really? And so, yes, the stomach is the key to our health. At the physical level, for the body to have optimum health, the stomach is the center. It is the key. If the stomach is corrupted, then disease and ailments will start to show up somewhere in the body. Disease and ailments will never show up if the stomach is clean and open all the time. It's that simple. I've demonstrated it for a long time. Everybody that sees me day in, day out over the years, they all know it. You never see me sick, walk barefoot all winter long with sandals. Inside. I go outside like that, but no socks. Never. And I shovel without a shirt or a t-shirt all the time after we get blizzards. Never get a sniffle, never get a cold. And being up late, working around the clock, and you can run the batteries down, but they charge up much faster. You don't need to sleep a lot. You can charge the batteries a lot faster when the body's clean and the stomach is clean and open and the body's nice and clean without any kind of odors, no kinds of odors at all. It's got to be like a kid. And that's why Jesus the Christ said, ye must be like a child, enter the kingdom of heaven. What is so special about kids is not just their innocence, which everybody believes is what the Lord was essentially referring to about kids and having that quality to get into the kingdom of heaven. It's more than that. The kids' bodies are clean. They're not contaminated yet. There's no corruption in them yet. Their bodies are still new. They're full of energy because they're clean. There's no offensive odors. When we're born, nobody ever says, hey, you got to throw some deodorant on that kid. He stinks. It doesn't happen, does it? It's only when we get older, all of a sudden, one day, everybody says, whoa, man, is that me? I better throw some cologne on or something before I go out. And so when we keep our bodies like a kid's, young and clean, that's when God's power is surging through our being. Because our body, as the Lord taught, the body is a temple of the Spirit, and the Spirit is a temple of God. So all three are integrated. All three have to be in impeccable condition in order to have that happening. And when it does happen, and that God power is coursing through our being, we are like little kids, full of energy, feeling great. You can get knocked down, but you're back up, and you're fine. And, Don, it's so amazing. But you've seen it through your life. We get afforded even supernatural abilities, but it's only from the good Lord, because we're showing that we're operating at this level of virtuous living where the power is so strong in us that we're afforded this extra protection, so that if you did get in a serious injury, like one time in 89, I was a passenger in a car. We hit the windshield. It got in an accident. The driver and I, we both hit the windshield. But I got the worst of it. I had a gaper right at the top of my forehead at the scalp line. And I could stick two fingers in my skull. And yet I didn't lose any blood. It took 10 stitches. The stitches were healed. I had the stitches removed in about 5 days, no more than 5 days later. And I took off from work. It was at the end of the week. So I took off about 4 days, including the weekend, and then had the stitches taken out. So it was about 5 days, actually. Then I went back to work that following Monday. My boss goes, Mike, where'd you get hit? I said, I got hit, right? I had 10 stitches right here. He goes, where? I can't see it. And there was no blood loss at all. The paramedics, they were stunned, as I was when I realized later in the day. I didn't know why everybody was so baffled and stunned and confused. It wasn't until when a friend of mine, there was an accident just before ours, my buddy that was driving, we were both looking at the accident. There was a line of cars building up at the light. Bam. Next thing you know, we're hitting the windshield. And pre-seatbelt law days, 89. And so the paramedics came for the first accident, which was a fender bender. And I knew the guy in that. And so he called me later on. He goes, Mike, how you doing? I said, fine. He goes, you know what's amazing? I said, what? And he goes, you had this gaping hole in your head, but no blood's coming out. That's impossible.
You were a cyborg. And
just some sparks were coming out instead. And so
when's
that's
the last
the kind
time
of,
you sat in a wheelchair at a TSA station, by the way?
What's that?
I said, when's the last time you sat in a wheelchair at a TSA station at an airport?
Never have. Never will either, by the way. Yeah,
they had one android do that on YouTube.
Now, here's another example. When you have the power flowing through you, you're protected in these kind of ways. And there was another time where I was chatting with this guy. He's a descendant of St. Augustine. And so we had this great conversation for a long time. He was a manager of a Leslie's pool store, and I was in there getting some pool stuff. And so we struck up a big conversation. We were going at it for almost 2 hours. Really intense, deep, heavy-duty conversation on this all spiritual stuff and the meaning behind everything. And it comes down to the end of it. And it's mainly about personal power. And that's what God's all about. That's what you get when you live this kind of, when you live virtuously and stuff, personal power comes just gushing into you. And so while we were debating the very end where he felt God was going to forgive everybody, even the fallen angels, in the very end, I said, no, Mark, it won't be that way. Because then there's no reason for suffering and misery. There won't be any real accountability for atoning, avenging for all those that suffered innocently by evil forces. And so, no, there has to be accountability. Otherwise, God couldn't really be just. So it can't end that way. So we were really getting into it, and all of a sudden, on the counter right in front of me was this little powered radio control wireless boat for pools, little speedboat. And it was sitting there on its display right near me. And it's a very narrow counter, just maybe 2 feet wide. And all of a sudden it came on, it turned on, it powered up. As I was being emphatic about my take on how it's going to end up and how to use personal power. Because Mark was saying that you waste it, you know, you get so much of it, but you got to be careful not to waste it. And I said, no, Mark, we're like a cup. And once it's filled and then it's going to start to flow over, that's called overspill. That's okay. The Lord wants us to let that flow over so we can touch everything around us. And that can benefit from it. So he's like, no, you're wasting it. So then at this stage of the conversation, when that boat powered up and I didn't say anything, I was stunned. But I didn't say anything. I was waiting for Mark to respond, and he's going, Mike, Mike, do you see that? And I go, yeah, Mark, it's unbelievable. He goes, you're wasting it, Mike. And I said, no, Mark, that's just overspill. And so this is how it is. We're magical beings in a magical world created by an incredible being we call God. Just contemplating what God is will cause your mind to go such into deep, deep thoughts, just trying to contemplate the infinite with a finite mind. But that's something that everyone has to do.
My mind has been trying to envision the life that NASA just discovered on a meteorite, which is a microscopic worm that they found using an electron microscope. And those things are flying saucers. You know, this is life out there that they've discovered in the universe.
Yes.
So how are these worms flying the flying saucers?
Yep. Well, obviously, if there's microbes floating around out there, then there must be macrobes floating around out there as well. And I think we're testament to that as well, being here on planet Earth.
Yes. From the standpoint of someone who needs to, you know, they need some help, because a person who's sick is not going to sit down and try to quiet the mind and get in touch with their spiritual self when they're feeling uncomfortable. In fact, feeling that way often impedes it, which is the whole reason why they'd like us to be sick.
That's right, Don, because you're feeling lousy.
Yeah.
And if you're feeling lousy, how are you going to exercise your mind to use it creatively? You don't even have the energy to get out of bed.
You know, and dragon juice. I want to mention the dragon juice because I've heard people talk about how they feel energized and they can do more work. But one thing I notice is that if you were even on the edge of feeling stressed out about something, or you were having difficulty focusing your thoughts on your work, it becomes extremely easy within 15 minutes of drinking a glass of dragon juice.
It sure does. As long as it goes in on a good empty stomach, that is the important thing.
8 hours of just consistent work, nonstop, analyzation and using intuition and looking for documents and reading them and sorting things out, connecting the dots. That can be very stressful.
It's work. It's work. You're burning energy.
But it isn't with the dragon juice.
That's right. That's right, Don. It's true. It's great stuff. I live on it. And it's great to hear all the nice reports from everyone using and benefiting by it and finding that it's really charging up their lives and making you feel great. It's not a stimulant like a caffeine or anything like that. It's delivering the essential nutrients in the most perfect chemistry and delicious way possible into the system. And as long as it goes in on a very empty stomach, it's sugars, sugar based with the honey. Local honey from the country of New York, Pennsylvania border. It's wide open out there where the bees are working. And the quality of the honey is top shelf. And the whole fusion in that formula is so powerful when it goes in on an empty stomach that I usually say down to people and say, well, Mike, what's the dragon juice? And I say, well, I use that to resurrect the dead. And I literally have done it, even on animals. And they were done until the dragon juice comes into the picture. And it just charges up the batteries just beautifully. And you get the energy you need to do all the work that you want to accomplish. And you really end up never really feeling fatigued. And if you need more, you take some more. I've stunned many people with the kind of work I've done. Heavy physical labor on tremendously hot summer days. And not eating throughout the day, and just having a little bit of fruit, which to that, you know, these people, like if it was a customer that I was working for, and they wouldn't think I was really eating because I had some fresh fruit and then was dragon juice throughout the day. And I didn't drink a lot, but through the course of a hot day working for at least 8-10 hours straight, I would put away approximately about a third of a gallon. And by 5, 6, 7 o'clock, I'm still going strong. And it's really heavy physical labor, you know, basically putting in a swimming pool, a lot of digging, a lot of hauling material with wheelbarrows back and forth, a lot of digging, a lot of picking, everything, back-breaking work. And you're in the sun. There's no shade on a pool job. And so you're really feeling it. And people are always stunned. I had some other examples done. A lady, if I don't know if I mentioned this before regarding dragon juice, but if I'm being redundant, just forgive me. But a great example was last summer.
To ask the audience to send us an email or something if you're being redundant.
Yes, and anybody listening, if you want to share your experiences, please do, Don. You got a lot of. There's definitely some listeners out there that are using the dragon juice and the formulas. And it's great to hear from them when they call and place orders, and also to compliment the show as well. And I said, call in. Don really would love to hear you. And so please call in if you would like to share your experiences using the formulas and stuff. But this lady in Florida, like last year, she was in her early 80s roughly, and she was laid up in bed for at least a week, basically couldn't move, an invalid. And was to the point where, you know, people had to take care of her. And she, of course, no one likes to be in that situation. And somebody down there had my dragon juice. She had a little bit. She said, Mike, I just had a little bit. And she only had the syrup. She didn't even have it as a drink. I said, you're kidding. She goes, I just took it off the spoon. She says, I thought it was great. And she said, next thing I know, I'm mopping my floor, Mike. And then she called me about a week later.
Painted the house.
Yeah, she was power washing. She calls me and goes, Mike, I'm power washing my fence. I never do that. And something else too. She goes, I never do that. And she turned it on. She turned her friends on that are also in her age bracket, all needing that extra energy boost. She turned her friends onto this stuff, and they were all amazed. And every so often, they get a nice order to get some supplies to hold them over for a while. And the dragon juice, definitely the powerhouse. If you want that energy, you want to feel great through the day, it's not a stimulant. You won't be like a caffeine or any kind of stimulant that will make you feel drained later on in the day. It's nourishing. And so it's food for the body, and you're just going to have a smooth, even burn in throughout your whole day, just coasting along, feeling real great. And that's how you're able to get the work done and still feel good at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you work, you look up at the clock and 3 hours have gone by and it seems like it was only 5 minutes. You know,
true.
You say, I don't even feel like I've been working that long. You know,
it's true.
You really get into whatever it is you have to do. So that's a great starting point. And then we have, you mentioned system toner before. When you had this injury, did you have your private stock at that time? Did you take Rapid Heal?
I did have my Rapid Heal. I had my infection killer. The system toner was still yet to come. But the infection killer, Rapid Heal, Dragon Juice, definitely had them in 89 along with the T's. The Cancer Blaster had that as well. And so I did take some Rapid Heal, Don. Absolutely. That's why I healed so quick. I healed up so fast, my manager was stunned. He goes, Mike, I had 10 stitches, and 5 days later, you couldn't even see mark of the threads. And my manager, he thought I was lying because I took off from work for a while. You know, I was out 5 days total, and including the weekend. And so I was afraid at first because he didn't see the injury until I kept, you know, going right and say, look, right there, pulling up my hair, saying, look, it's right there. That, don't you see that mark? And he's like, where? And so the Rapid Heal, great stuff for rapidly healing, no question about it. But the fact that I didn't lose any blood on that incident shows the supernatural influences.
Well, that, I mean, if you can do that,
come around us.
Certainly you can prevent your skin from tearing and lacerating. I'm just joking.
Well, you know, Don, I mean, when you use your mind really properly, yes, you can do a lot, a real lot. And there's been times where, you know, you get injured. Like I was doing a wood floor for my mom, surprising her when she was coming back from Florida last year. In her dining room, and it was a hardwood floor. So I'm wrapping up, and I'm, of course, I got so much to do. I'm trying to squeeze this in with all the other stuff I'm doing, and so you're hammering those big nails into the boards, into the tongues of the boards as you go along, and so you're really coming down with a big hammer on this tool that's driving that spike in, and so right at the end, it was kind of tight with some furniture from the living room, and I didn't have enough room to swing this hammer, but I was in a rush, and I really didn't size it up, and I was so close to being done. So that's how you get hurt. You're in a rush, you're almost done, and that's when it happens. And I caught my thumb that was holding the tool with that drives the spike in, and I caught my thumb with my hammer, and I seen that thumb break. And I yelled out real loud, yelling, ouch. And, but I seen that thumb go all the way back. And I immediately was yelling at myself, calling myself all kinds of names because I thought I just broke my thumb and I wasn't going to be able to play any music for a while. And let alone do any other kinds of jobs that I do during outside wood. I like to do a lot of masonry and stuff. So I was really kicking myself. And next thing I realized, my thumb didn't break. It was hurting.
It was your eyeball. No.
I mean, that thumb went all the way around to the back of that wrist. And I couldn't believe it. It didn't break. And I was chopping wood around that same time frame. And I was chopping some wood. And I'm using a maul that weighs about 12, 13 pounds. And it's all steel. And as it came down and I split that board, well, it was a piece of locust and it didn't split. It was knotty and it didn't split and it came right into my right knee. And it was only a maybe two to three foot flight as it made contact. And it was like a missile coming right into my knee. And I'd seen it all happen in the blinking of an eye as the hammer came, the sledge came, the maul came down on the swing. So I was just watching that board come right into my knee like a lightning bolt. And I seen that knee just go way out of socket. way out of socket. And I'm like, Mike, you just busted your knee, you idiot, you stupid. Again, I'm yelling at myself in a rush. That's how it happens. And so next thing I yelled out a yeah, ouch. And I know the neighbors were probably saying, oh man, Mike must have hurt himself because we never hear that guy ever say anything. And I was ready for a bad knee. I was ready to touch my knee and just feel fragments, Don, but the knee was totally intact and it hurt. It was sore a little bit. And I just do the usual, mental visualization of channeling the negative energy of the pain out through the fingertips. So it dissipates quick away from the injured area. So the pain starts to dissipate quick. I barely took any rapid heal. The next day I was fine. And every time I think about that, like with the thumb, I'm like, that should have been broken. That should have definitely been broken.
Now, when you had a knee injury and you directed the energy out through your fingers, you didn't bend your finger back again, did you?
Well, that was my thumb.
Or your thumb, okay.
But, nope. And by the way, that's how you do it. When you get hurt, immediately just channel that pain. It's an energy. And you channel it up through your fingertips. That's, I find, the fastest way to get it out. And you got to see it go out. Then you immediately have to send healing energies to that injured area, apologizing to the thumb or to the knee for being stupid and allowing it to get hurt in such a way. And at the same time, visualizing now that the injured area is fine. And visualizing, Don, is the key to using the mind most accurately and most powerfully. And because it's so powerful, this technique has to be used properly because you can create anything with it. But those that want to use it improperly will only be crying eventually, because as a man sows, so shall he reap. And those that sow the wind shall reap the whirlwind. And so the modern saying is payback is an itch. And so when you're using the mind to be creative, to heal something, you visualize. And visualizing is an exact technique. It's a process. And if it's not implemented and executed exactly the correct way, it really won't yield the results. But if it is, then the results will be astounding. And a lot of times, though, you're going to need patience, especially when you're starting off doing it. And work on small things before you go to the big things. But you simply, with your mind, once you are able to control it to the point where you don't have any negative thoughts coming in at all, and you know there's a screen on the inside of the mind, and you use it like a theater screen where you imprint on that screen what it is you want, and you see it on that screen in your mind. And that's what visualizing is. You see that. But the thing is, you really have to see it like it's there right now, just as you're standing there right now. It has to be that clear, that concise, and with all the details necessary. So you have to be very accurate, because we have to be careful what we're asking from creation, because we usually get what we ask for. So you have to be careful with all the details so it's very accurate and precise. And then once you see it, then you have to charge it with your emotions. That's the follow-up that's so essential. And when you charge it with your emotions, you have to feel it. So if it's like you're ill and you want to get well, well, what you do is you visualize yourself well, perfectly, clearly, concisely, with all the details, the happiness on the face. You're jumping up and down saying, thank you, God, I feel great again. I got my life back. But you got, then while you see all that and you're seeing yourself jumping up and down, you're feeling good, you actually have to feel it. You got to put the emotions right into it. Emotions are energy in emotions are energy in motion. And so those energies, so important to activate the visualizing of the mind, the seed, the thought seed you're planting in the soil, the fertile soil of God's mind, because technically we're just tapping into God's mind with our mind when we're using it constructively. And then when we charge it with the emotions and you can feel it and see it perfectly, then you seal it with a very luminescent light. And everything gets infused in this light and sealed in that light. And then as soon as you do that, you drop it instantly. Take your mind right off it. Stop thinking about it. And don't think about it again until you're ready to do it again. You can do that process as often as you want, but in between, you do not think about it. But your mind's going to wander. You're going to get the thoughts as the enemy comes in and says, oh, Mike, you really believe that nonsense. You think you can create things by that stupid process.
It's a waste of time.
That's right. You're wasting your time. It'll never work. It'll never work. Those are the thoughts of the enemy immediately trying to interfere with your ability to gain mastery over your life and to prevent you from discovering your real nature and the power associated with that nature. And so you have to keep those thoughts way away, far out of your mind. Do not let them dwell or indulge in them. And then with patience, you'll see that's how things work. And that's why we're made in the image of God. Because we image like God images. God creates everything through imaging, through his imagination and imaging. And so we have the same ability. And it's essential for everyone to understand. That's how you really use your mind. When people say, oh, you know, got to think positive, Mike, and say, yes, but if you don't understand how you really think positive with the real process behind it, then just saying, well, I'm going to have a good day today and go out your door and say, well, I'm thinking positive. That's not it. It's visualizing properly. That is true positive thinking.
Yes, that's correct. Well, Michael, we're about out of time. I did want to get into a little bit more of a discussion about your private stock and any specials or any recommendations you have for people, things that they can be thinking of doing beyond what you've described in terms of if they're, let's say they have an infection or they've been having bronchitis or a lung infection or throat infection or the usual ailments that people get, sinus infections or post-nasal drip, those things that just keep nagging people and don't seem to go away.
And I just treated some of them here locally, interestingly. Yep. And thanks, Don. The infection killer is the ultimate for protection on any infection. And there are some specials, at least with the Cancer Blaster. I still have that on sale for $25 instead of $40 for a bottle. For 100 capsules. That's been on sale for quite a while and over a year now, but it's been in demand. I want to keep it affordable as best as I can so everybody can benefit from using it. And so between infection killer for taking care of any kind of infection, you have that, you're protected. You're secure. You can feel secure knowing that you have that in your stock. And then for any kind of injury, Rapid Heal. Can't go wrong with Rapid Heal. For any kind of rejuvenation, the Rapid Heal is, it's, they're all very amazing formulas. They work great. It's hard to believe something can work so fast and thoroughly. But these formulas all perform just like that. And so with that Rapid Heal and Infection Killer, you got two essentials covered. Any kind of injuries that could occur, because that's a common thing. We're all out there working, and it's easy to get hurt. And if it does come about when you have Rapid Heal, you know you got that base covered. It heals broken bones and fractures in just a couple weeks, where normally it could take months.
Oh, yeah. And early Charlie Giuliani said that he got instant relief from having taken it. He had a fractured collarbone from being hit by a car while riding his bicycle.
Right.
So,
that's right.
You know, that's a pretty painful injury all the way around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was great to see Charlie get back on his feet so quick and being able to help him in this capacity. But the Rapid Heal it's really amazing. And it's just a very unique source of rejuvenating power that the body can gain when it goes into the system. It can rejuvenate anything. Not so much hair on a bald head. That's my hair formula for that one. But rejuvenating tissue, bones, nerves, anything like that, and causing any kind of injury to disappear, almost like a miracle. They're essentials to have. They really are. And then you have the system toner, which is my general all-purpose maintenance and utility formula. It's working on everything, all the glands, all the organs, the nervous system, the entire blood system, the quality of the blood, the pressure, equalizing it, and also cleansing the arteries. And so it's a general overall tune-up, and yet it's also very specific for, say, bad thyroid or diabetic with pancreas, or you've got a bad liver, or you've got a bad gallbladder, or kidneys. It's because it's working on everything. You can use it in specific situations like that, if it's thyroid or pancreas, or bad liver, kidneys, bad heart, etc. The overall effect of the system toner is a very sharp mind. That's what you find, is you get a very sharp, clear mind. The system toner, like locally, a friend of mine who's been using my formulas, I saved him from a knee operation quite a few years back. And then last summer, he had a bad shoulder. And he's a hardworking guy. He's a laborer. He's just out there working all the time. And so he tells me he has a bad shoulder. I said, well, use the Rapid Heal, Kenny. It's probably, you know, an injury related, because he's working hard all the time. So after a while, I see him. He goes, you know, Mike, Rapid Heal's not doing. I said, well, you don't have arthritis, right? He goes, no, I don't think I have arthritis. I said, you sure? And he goes, no. I said, well, it's got to be injury then. Rapid Heal, keep taking it. Next time I see him a while later, he goes, you know, Mike, the Rapid Heal just ain't doing. He says, that's weird. You never fail on your... And I said, it can't be an injury, Kenny. I said, it's got to be arthritis. So he gets a bottle of arthritis formula. He calls me 2 days later and goes, Mike, I'm totally fine. It's amazing. And so now just recently, he's got this strange problem with a particular pain in a testicle. And so I go, Kenny, you're a hardworking guy. Maybe it's just strain related. Go to the Rapid Heal. So a while later, I'm talking to him. He goes, you know, Mike, the Rapid Heal ain't doing it. I said, really? He says, well, you know, since I had last talked to you, I went to the doctor. He feels it's an infection. I said, I don't see an infection here, Kenny. But if it's an infection, you need the infection killer. So he gets some infection killer. He uses it. And he goes, Mike, no good. I'm getting really worried, Mike, because you never miss. And I said, Kenny, I didn't think it was an infection.
Right.
The Rapid Heal isn't doing it.
Dragon juice.
System toner. I said, you go right to the system toner. If it's not Rapid Heal for this problem, and it's definitely not an infection, go right to the system toner. Take a couple big doses for a day or two. He calls me 2 days later. Now, he was dealing with this problem for at least two months. He calls me 2 days later. Mike, it's unbelievable. It's amazing, Mike. I'm totally fine. Yeah, that problem is totally gone. And he goes, it's just amazing. So I said, it's just a matter of knowing what the real problem is, Kenny, then that I have the formula for it, and it will take care of that problem quick. And so the system toner is great as a utility formula. It really is.
Well, I said dragon juice because you said it was good for everything. So
it is, Don. It's great for, because it's so strengthening to the body, making it stronger. So therefore, healing energies are going to come about faster too. So it is. But on these kind of problems, you know, you know, I shared with you with the dragon juice years back. This after helping this nurse locally. And with some health issues. And so she comes back to me. She goes, Mike, what do you got for energy? I work so much overtime. I said, Donya, get the dragon juice. You'll be amazed. She gets a gallon. She comes back a week later for more. She goes, Mike, I worked 40 hours overtime. And I'm still going strong. And all my friend nurses are like, how you doing it? What are you taking? You got to be using something, you know? And she goes, I'm just drinking this guy's stuff and I feel great. So... she says, I told my son about you, and he's going to contact you. So I hear from her son in Florida, at the time in the late 80s, he was studying for World Kickboxing. He was training for World Kickboxing Championship, and his trainer was Don the Dragon Wilson, who Don was had quite a few B-movies at the time.
Yeah.
And so he gets some dragon juice, and he goes, oh, Mike, this is unbelievable stuff. He goes, I'm going to turn my sensei onto it, Mike. He's got schools throughout the country. You're gonna have your dragon juice in all his schools, Mike. Oh, and I'm saying to myself, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. So he's telling me all this stuff, and I'm saying, it ain't going to happen. So after so many months, about 3 months go by, as he keeps getting more dragon juice, so I go, hey, John, what happened to your sensei in all the schools? He goes, Mike, I'm competing with these guys. I can't let them drink this stuff. And I said, John, I knew that's what was going to happen. When you were telling me you're going to tell your sensei and set up all your schools, I knew you would start to realize you can't let these guys drink it because you're competing with them. When yep. you get knocked down, you're going to be up fast. But when they get knocked down, they're going to get up a lot slower.
All right. Well, Michael, we got to say goodnight here, but I want to tell the listening audience, you can go to my website, directlightproductions.com, click on sponsors, and then click on Michael Anthony's private stock, and he's got his wares there. I actually composed a couple of paragraphs in the front of his brochure. And he's got stuff that we haven't even talked about. Beautiful hair. He's got a great shampoo and a rinse. Your hair is going to feel like it never felt before. I don't know how to describe it. It's like it just went to the Waldorf Astoria for lunch, I guess. You know,
like it's brand new.
Yeah. Then he's got the arthritis formula, psyllium seed, husk powder, and he's got a new dragon juice concentrate that I haven't tried yet. Is the deluxe, is that what you're calling it?
Yeah, Bill? Don, it's the dragon juice delight, and I really apologize. I don't have it in a concentrate form yet, and thanks for the reminder. I still got to get that finalized so I can get that out the door and get you set up with some and check it out, as well as everybody else that wants to try it. It is really good. Very popular for everybody I've turned on to it. There's nothing like it. It's beautiful. It's got a beautiful violet color too. It's everything about it's very special and makes you feel great like the Dragon Juice original, but it's a different chemist, a bit still Dragon Juice based. Otherwise the chemistry is different and it's nice, more of a tropical kind of punch kind of flavor is how I would describe it, but there's nothing like it. When you taste it, you'll just say, wow, that's different, and it's really good. And so I have to get that out to you. I apologize it's been so light. Long. Yes, Dragon Juice Delight.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, Michael, it's been interesting, a lot of fun tonight, educational, inspirational, and folks, go to my website, directlightproductions.com. Go to sponsors. Click on Michael Anthony's private stock. And his contact information is all there for you. And he'll be happy to take care of you. Many, many great testimonials. So, Michael, I'm going to wish you a good night. And I know you're on the show again on the 23rd, next Wednesday. So we're looking forward to that visit and what we talk about on that night.
Well, Don, it's always a lot of fun. I appreciate it very much. Thanks again, and God bless to everybody, and have a great night. Look forward to seeing you next Wednesday.
All right, folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com, and tonight's guest, Michael Anthony. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network for making Evident Footprints reach out around the world through the airwaves. Also, over at BBS Radio, we had Seth Hendrick on the sound. I want to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest and co-host will be scientist inventor Jim Murray. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.